Let's turn now to a story about bridging the divide in this country. There's a new project happening in Seattle called Eat with Muslims. Here's how it works. A Muslim family hosts a meal in their home. They invite neighbors, coworkers, and complete strangers of all faiths. Andy Hurst with KUAW's immigration team went to a dinner earlier this month in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood. He talked with people who were there, starting with Somali-American filmmaker and writer Fatia Opsia. She's the project's co-founder.
What inspired me to do this is because our country is so divided, and you hear, you know, there's a lot of hateful rhetoric that has been coming out of, you know, the campaign. And I wanted to make sure the people who think that Muslims are an American or, you know, they're so different from us, I wanted to give people a chance to kind of get to know their fellow neighbors. Nothing beats fear like face, and it's so true. Once you talk to someone, all the differences you think you might have kind of just melt away, and our commonality just starts revealing itself.
I guess humans are tribal still, and if somebody shows up that's not part of the tribe, people are just automatically cautious. And what face-to-face meeting and sharing food does is give you a chance to realize the fact that we're all human and we all want the same things.
The one good thing that's come out of the present political climate is that people are getting together that would never have gotten together before. So we have to come together and we have to explore each other's cultures.
I grew up here since I was five, and so I see myself as an American. And sometimes when I see the news and people, you know, use the label just by saying Muslims instead of saying, you know, like citizens, or that's when I realize that, oh, other people don't see me as one of them, you know. So I'm hoping that if I come out and I just be myself, that people can see that I'm just like them.
Well, let me put it in context. I mean, I think that the Trump administration has used the ban and all this attacks on immigrants and Muslims. They've used terrorism as their excuse. I think that this is a reflection of a change in mass sentiment. No longer will the boogeyman of terrorism separate us.
In my life, I have met people who would tell me, oh my God, you're not the real Muslim. You know, are you really Muslim? And I'm like, yeah, I pray five times a day. I'm a devout Muslim. And they would say, but you don't seem like the Muslims we heard, you know, about, or the Muslims we see on TV. And it really changed their point of view and how they feel towards Muslims, and became a very good friends of mine. So I know this works. Talking to people and sharing our stories totally, totally works. We just need to give each other a chance. And I also think even people, Trump supporters, I don't think it's fair to alienate people. How are we going to make our world better if you can't fight intolerance with intolerance? We have to have open minds and we have to reach out.
That's Fatia Opsia, the co-founder of Eat with Muslims. The event took place earlier this month in Seattle. We also heard from David Shop, Mita Wardani, Judy Pansulo, and Elsa Marie Butler. You can find more of our immigration coverage at KUOW.org.